Welcome and thank you for joining this podcast today to discuss and share about TAT Impact. TAT Impact is a partnership between Forming Impact and TAT Capital. Welcome and thank you for joining me, Ram. Ram is from TAT Capital, joining today to discuss why TAT Impact is here and why we have decided to bring together this partnership towards creating an impactful space for human capital to develop and to share both of Forming Impact and TAT Capital's goals for TAT Impact.
Thank you, Fiona. It's my absolute pleasure to join you today on this podcast. And I look forward to not only be speaking for the next couple of minutes, but also engage with Forming Impact on our next big adventure in creating TAT Impact.
Absolutely, and thank you. I just want to share, while we're on this short podcast, a little bit of why we've decided to partner. Forming Impact itself has been focused on combining community over the last 6+ years now, in a way in which we can bring a value-led community to create a better world. And over the last 6 years, one thing that has been very particular about Forming Impact is that we are all aligned on our values, and yet our purpose and missions are often not the same, but we actually do speak the same language. And that language is a language of compassion, community, and sustainable development towards a positive world in which we can create. And we know it exists. It's just going out there and actually being the ones to accelerate that change and make it happen. Forming Impact is a community of successful entrepreneurs, investors, creatives, business leaders, and executives who really bring together knowledge, capital, and ideas for that sustainable, positive impact in the world. When Ram and I were introduced, it was known from early on that we were definitely aligned. Although different in our sectors, there was something that spoke the same language between us, and that was our values. With Forming Impact over the last 6 years, it has been that space for growth and drive that has actually allowed us to then come into this new era and be very purpose-focused in the partnerships that we're creating. At the moment, we all know it's been a bit of a crazy year with 2020. And now more than ever, we're focused on how we can actually build a more sustainable world for all stakeholders to come together, to align, to partner, and to actually create growth for the future in the most collaborative and positive way. Ram, I'm so pleased to have TAT Capital come together and for us to partner to create this place that is TAT Impact. It would be great to hear from you a little bit more about TAT Capital and where you're coming from as we come together in this TAT Impact space.
Sure. Thank you, Fiona. Thank you again for letting me share my thoughts today. Before I get on to share the vision of TAT Impact, let me talk a little bit about TAT Capital. So TAT Capital is a 7-year-old organization which is primarily in the business of provide corporate finance, working capital, and payment solutions to the growing companies across Australia, New Zealand, and Indian subcontinent. We have partnered with many successful family offices, investors globally, locally, and many institutional capital groups, whether it is private equity, venture capital, and other similar investors globally, to back investable ideas till date. So with this background and with my personal background coming from investment banking over the last 16 years, something that has always been in my thoughts is about talking about ideas which are really focused on sustainability, talking about ideas and businesses which are actually focused on generating profit with a real purpose behind it, rather than purely focus on generating profit and not really care about real impact in society. The first opportunity I actually got to understand the world of impact investing, it got me really thinking about what will be one of the important future drivers for TAT Capital, and that will be focusing on impact. The social return concept or the profit with purpose concepts, which are possibly the most commonly used words in the world of impact investing, it really got me thinking on where we should be focusing going forward. And that led to a conversation with you over the last few months and to really understand some of the stakeholders that Forming Impact has over a number of years in terms of speaking and talking about problem statement that is actually really bothering the world today, but at the same time, finding ways of building purposeful conversations and talking about executing up those important strategies to make a social change. So that's where I guess Thought Capital has really took its step to partner with Forming Impact to chase our next bigger vision for the company itself on delivering those social return ideas, or backing those social return ideas through our investor base locally and globally. And hopefully this will be the start of a significant positive change we can create, not only for profit-driven enterprises, but also socially conscious enterprises.
Thanks, Ram. And I absolutely agree. I think we are progressing in that direction of which together we can and we are creating something that has impact at its core and brings both of our visions and our passions along with purpose to life. I just want to share some of the focus and the impact that TAT Impact aims to have. Our mission is at the heart of TAT Impact is about enhancing the supply of human capital to help power the impact investing sector by equipping men and women with unparalleled access to world-class data, intelligence, mentorship, and accreditation. And that really means TAT Impact coming together with both TAT Capital and Forming Impact to define, identify, and create discussions around impact investing and the impact sector as a whole. It's about convening and sharing the space of global investors, thought leaders, and multi-stakeholders to discuss and create actionable items that can actually create a difference in the supply of human capital to help power the impact investing sector, which is where we're seeing one of the biggest areas of gap in this space. In the focus of TAT Impact as well, designing the new instruments and tools to match both investment side and the sustainable development opportunities at our core. And so combining data, intelligence, mentorship, and accreditation allows us to use these pillars as a way in which we can build a really impactful and sustainable model of an organization to help bring a multitude of stakeholders together to create impact in this space. And although I keep mentioning this word impact, it really is all about impact. I just want to throw a question at you, Ram, as well. And why do you believe that there is a need for TAT Impact? And how can it help your stakeholders, my stakeholders, and all stakeholders that are going to come together for this?
Sure. Before I address my belief systems on TAT Impact and the need for TAT Impact, Fiona, let me take a quick pit stop and reflect on what is currently happening around the world as we speak. I think over the last 9 to 10 months, it is fair to say that every part of the world has been significantly affected by many changes which have disrupted what was considered as a normal way of living. And for once in our lifetime, in my career lifetime, that I have actually seen a disruption of this magnitude, which is not caused by a financial market, so to speak, or a significant event like an earthquake or anything, but for a change, it is a significant disaster currently unfolding in front of us out of a pandemic. And the health scare that we are experiencing today has pretty much brought most of us onto our knees, and it made it really took the differences between the haves and have-nots and really told the world to really focus on what is important to what is important and what is and really care for something more meaningful. And beyond this pandemic that has bothered us, I guess we have also seen a lot of geopolitical tensions that have been emerging from various parts of the world in the last 9 to 10 months, that notwithstanding they were not there before, but I guess they've been highlighted a lot more in the current conditions. And we have also seen a significant uprise from the voices of the marginalized communities, whether it is the Me Too campaign that we've experienced a few years ago, or more recently, Black Lives Matter campaign, and similar such campaigns around the world. There has been natural disasters, social injustice-led people moments, and there has been a lot of chaos, so to speak. In this kind of an environment, Fiona, I firmly felt that there will be a new world order that will potentially going to be emerging whenever the world comes to some sort of a normalcy. And when that happens, the new normal, whenever it is defined as a new normal, I feel that there will be a lot more need for a blended capital to really fund socially scalable ideas. I think corporations, governments, multilateral agencies, all kinds of funding groups and businesses at large, whether it is micro companies, small to medium companies or large enterprises, everyone will redefine what is their social purpose going forward. I think there will be a significant rise in picking socially responsible businesses or socially responsible products, which are going to be aligned with achieving those sustainable development goals that United Nations has put forward. Or from an investor's perspective, there will be a lot more emphasis, in my view, going forward on aligning what is called as an ESG framework, environmentally focused, socially focused, and governance-led frameworks, which will be a lot more closely measured to pick right investable ideas going forward. And I also strongly believe there will be a significant capital mix that will be available from government or other multilateral agencies like the World Bank or Asian Development Bank or the likes of them around the world, who will play a significant part in funding some of the largest projects in the world going forward. And most of these agencies, when they get involved, they don't generally tend to look for a commercial return, but rather a social return, which is about uplifting significant pools of people from various parts of the world, from a lower economic status of living to a better economic standard, or potentially tackling a significant poverty-related matter, or education, or driving a significant healthcare agenda. So I think these are some of the newer, bigger thematics that is going to emerge post the pandemic, whenever it's going to settle down. And that is where I felt, Fiona, there will be an important need for us to actually take a deep dive on impact as a space, or impact investing as a space. Definitely allows us to bring our stakeholders from the capital markets community, whether it is the bankers who work on structuring some of the wonderful deals, or whether it is the accounting and legal community who will facilitate these corporate finance deals to go through, or even management consultants who will be advising on strategy and execution of socially scalable and socially responsible projects. So this is where I felt that these stakeholders have to come together and basically bring their expertise and share their ideas for the common good. And through this idea is when I actually really started talking to you, Fiona, about potentially joining hands with Forming Impact and basically bring our combined stakeholders together to chase those impact objectives that larger organizations like United Nations have set out for results. Or for that matter, speak about purpose-led living, which is probably an important way of living going forward. Every one of us have to find a purpose which is a lot more bigger than a fulfilling objective at our own individual selves. There is a need for our individual purposes need to join into one big global purpose. And the global purpose is to rewrite the rules for establishing peace and serenity around us. And that is where, Fiona, I believe that impact has an important role to play, because that impact is primarily focused on bringing these stakeholders from multiple areas of the markets to come together to not only engage in a dialogue and potentially steer the dialogue and steer the thought process itself towards impact investing, and to make more and more people wanting to enter the impact investing space a lot more aggressively than ever before. I hope that actually answers your question.
Yeah, you have absolutely answered that question, and I really appreciate the detail that you've gone into, and also the multitude of areas in which you combined in that, from our current situation that's going on around the world to also all the other impactful events that have happened over the last few years and the continuous events that happen throughout our lives that do define and shape and change some of the paths in which we take. But it's all these elements that come together that actually create the need for frameworks and new opportunities to actually bring us together and create the next era, and more sustainable and more positive one as we move forward. So thank you for sharing. Today was just a nice small introduction to TAT Impact itself. And as we move forward and we launch our first webinar series, which is called Watch, we start with Words. And Words will be launched on September 8th. Over multiple time zones to help bring together some of the words that help define impact investment space, that help define some of the sector and impact, and help to also share and create some of the conversations that need to be had as we move towards talking about human capital that will drive this impact sector and this impact investment environment. So I look forward to welcoming yourself again, Ram, and our speakers on September 8th, and all our listeners who are going to join us in our first webinar and the start of the series, as well as the work that's about to start and entail over the next many years. I do hope and I imagine that we'll bring together these pillars of data, intelligence, mentorship and accreditation to help this space of impact and TAT impact come to life. Thank you again, Ram, for sharing.
Fiona, thank you once again. And I really look forward to work with you and your team to achieve those goals that we have set out for ourselves in the years to come. And I'm looking forward to interact with our participants in the upcoming webinar.
Me too, Ram. Me too. I think we're on the same page with it all. So I look so forward to it. Thank you again for sharing today and joining. And on this note, we'll look forward to hearing and seeing you all on September 8th. Thanks and bye for now. Let's change the world.